protein is now at Starbucks, and it's never tasted so good. Try our all-new caramel protein lattes with up to 31 grams of protein and options with no added sugar. Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up. Level up your drink at Starbucks.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 10th of December. I hope you're well. Coming up.
So we've been working to make safe and to reconnect customers all day. Our crews and our contractors have been out there.
Storm Bram cleanup begins and Australia begins its social media ban for teens. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the cleanup begins today after Storm Bram. Strong winds continue to sweep northwards across the country overnight, but calmer conditions have returned this morning, with all weather alerts now expired. However, motorists and farmers are being warned to remain alert for a continued risk from surface water, debris and fallen wires. ESB crews worked late into the night restoring homes and businesses, which lost power during yesterday's violent winds. Teams will be back out again this morning at first light. The world's first social media ban for under-16s has come into force in Australia. 5 million young people have been waking up to breakfast without their socials. Tech expert and dad Trevor Long told Nine News in Sydney it's going to be a real culture shock.
I think the big change today will be communicate with their friends, because you've got to realise, as much as it is, I don't love the platform Snapchat, it is how kids communicate. I remember once asking my daughter to call one of her friends so that we could find out where they were, and she said, I don't have a number, because they only communicate on Snap. So kids are going to have to find new ways of communicating and also understanding what's going on in the world, because that is how they get their information. Kids aren't reading newspapers.
Hauliers will meet the Taoiseach later to discuss toll prices. The Irish Road Haulage Association says commercial drivers aren't getting the discounts they're owed from TII. It says a protest may be needed to ensure they're heard on this issue. IRHA President Ger Hyland says they're sick of jumping through hoops to get what they're entitled to.
You must prepay a card with 20 journeys on it. The card is number plate specific. When you have 15 or 16 journeys used up on the card, you can't go back in and top it up. They won't allow you to top it up until the card is actually empty.
Volodymyr Zelensky could today send the US an updated plan to end the war in Ukraine. Following his recent meetings with European allies, he's told reporters he thinks he'll send it to Washington today or in the near future. It comes as US President Donald Trump launched an extraordinary attack on European allies in an interview with Politico, calling EU countries decaying and their leaders weak.
You want to be so politically correct. I think they don't know what to do. Europe doesn't know what to do. They want to be politically correct, and it makes them weak. That's what makes them weak.
The Department of Housing has deleted a controversial video from its social media pages. The video featured tips for young people on how to move back in with their parents during the housing crisis. It was widely mocked by the opposition, who said it was a perfect example of how out of touch the government was. Taoiseach Micheál Martin defended the video, saying it highlighted the broader issues facing young people in the housing market. The Taoiseach has announced 5 new towns will come under a scheme to tackle dereliction next year. The Living City Initiative, in place for areas like Cork and Dublin, will now be enacted in Athlone, Sligo, Drogheda, Dundalk and Letterkenny. The scheme provides targeted tax incentives to encourage investment and bring vacant or underused buildings back into use. Taoiseach Simon Harris says they want to expand their scheme as quickly as they can.
I intend to ensure that we write to the local authorities this week. We ask them to return their draft maps by the end of January, and I'd expect for the mapping process to be completed by the end of quarter one, with applications to be open by June at the latest.
Nursing Homes Ireland says it's concerned over the low uptake of flu vaccinations by healthcare staff. It's urging everyone to get the jab, as the number of flu cases in hospitals has doubled recently. A number of hospitals across the country have introduced visitor restrictions to stop the spread of the disease. Nursing Homes Ireland Chief Executive Tadhg Daly says those working in nursing homes need to get the vaccine immediately.
There's a very high uptake of vaccination among residents. We'd be disappointed. The uptake among staff isn't as high as we'd like, but there's still an opportunity to get vaccinated. The next couple of weeks will be, you know, particularly challenging, I'd imagine.
RTE officials will appear before the Oireachtas Media Committee later to discuss a lack of clarity on its voluntary redundancies programme. The broadcaster hasn't yet disclosed the total number of staff let go this year as part of plans to axe 400 jobs by 2028. Senior executives, including Director General Kevin Backhurst, will face questions from politicians at lunchtime. Committee member Brian Brennan says they're in the dark about how RTE is living up to its commitments.
We're looking for a smaller headcount. We're looking for kind of a rebalancing going on between Dublin and the regions. And also there needs to be a kind of restructuring going on. So we just want to see what answers they'd have on those questions also.
Scottish artist Nina Callu has won the 2025 Turner Prize. She was presented with the Visual Arts Award plus £25,000 in Bradford for two exhibitions, including a series of brightly coloured sculptures. Her work was called Bold and Compelling by the deciding jury. And in sport, in soccer, Liverpool scored a late penalty to win 1-0 away at Inter Milan in the Champions League last night. There was disappointment in Italy for Chelsea, though. They were beaten 2-1 by Atalanta, despite leading at half-time. Tottenham eased to a 3-0 win at home to Slavia Prague. This evening, Arsenal can continue their perfect start to the league phase. The Gunners will be without Declan Rice and Leandro Trossard when they make the trip to Belgium to face Club Brugge, with kick-off at 8 o'clock. At the same time, Manchester City can break into the top 8 if they beat Real Madrid, while Newcastle go to Bayer Leverkusen. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.